happiness. We all get glimpses of it. That feeling of peace and harmony, here one second, gone the next. Maybe we're watching a beautiful sunset, petting our dog. Maybe we're listening to our favourite music, and then all of a sudden, everything feels good with the world. Sometimes we even get happy for no reason. Why? Where does happiness come from? And is it possible to hold on to it? Let's join Paul and Pablo as they look to understand the true source of happiness and discover that it may not be as fleeting as they thought.
Life's weird, Dad, mumbles Pablo. I was super happy to be working on this assignment. For once in my life, geography was going to be fun. And now I just don't want to do it. I don't feel happy at all anymore.
Well, where's your happiness gone? Inquires Paul. Has it moved to Australia? Or is it still here and you're just not seeing it right now? Paul is very good at asking questions that really make Pablo think.
I don't know. What's happiness anyway? And where is it? And how do we know if we've even found it? Snaps Pablo, who bites into his sandwich and feels utterly fed up.
Paul, who has noticed a couple of swallows by the bird feeder, signals to Pablo to stay quiet and watch. One bird lands and starts feeding, while the other is singing on a nearby branch. Soon they switch places and take turns, feeding and singing, providing Paul and Pablo with a welcome musical interlude. Pablo's mesmerised. His eyes are glued to the scene playing out in front of him. His shoulders relax and he forgets to eat. He's lost in the sweet ballet being performed a few steps away. For a few moments he's out there with the birds, his heart beating as one with theirs. Time is suspended, and he's not a child having lunch anymore. He's enveloped by grace, all angry and frustrated thoughts dissolving into joy and wonder. A passing car scares the birds away and brings a disorientated Pablo back to his sandwich. Paul smiles and puts his hand on his son's. Did you notice how your frustration and upset disappeared, Pablo? Whispers Paul, touched by the magic he's just witnessed. You got really quiet and really took in what was happening. That's happiness, Pablo. The space between words, this feeling that no words can describe. Intrigued, Pablo encourages Paul to continue. What exactly do you mean, Dad?
Well, says Paul, when the noisy words circling in our heads calm down, we get to experience life differently. You only saw and heard those birds. It was as if you were out there with them, wasn't it? You weren't thinking. You were just in the moment, taking it all in. That's true happiness, Pablo, right there, explains Paul.
Dad, does that mean that happiness never really goes anywhere?
Pablo is quickly catching on to what Paul is saying.
Is it always inside us, and words in my head just kind of hide it? Like everybody's happy in the space before, or after, or underneath the words?
That's right, agrees Paul. See, if your mind had remained busy with frustrated thoughts, you wouldn't have paid attention to the swallows, and you would have felt very different. It's that simple. Pablo jumps off his stool and hurries to put his plate in the sink and wash his hands. Now he can't wait to get back to his presentation.
Wait till Nick hears this, he exclaimed. We didn't stop having fun because the trip was cancelled. We got busy thinking about it, that's all. That's what did it. We still like kangaroos and we still like our project. That hasn't changed. See you later, Dad, and thanks, he blurts out, rushing up the stairs back to his desk and his friend.
Happiness resides in all of us at all times. It's not a thing we need to pursue, find and grab onto. It cannot be lost. It's our default state when we quieten down and rest in the space before words. It's available at any given moment, right there, under the noise of our busy thinking mind.